Here we are kicking off some time for a little bit of the good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge with you, and we have some really good stuff. So we hope that brightens up your day. Hey, let's talk about the R word. Love to talk about it. It's ranching, of course, and that turns us to Tri-State Livestock News. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Have you heard of the bull called Man in Black? Well, Slutton Angus out of Faith, South Dakota will feature those genetics at their annual bull sale coming up at noon Mountain Time, February 12th at Faith Livestock. Videos available online at sluttonangus.com. A program with a plan based on sound genetic principles.
And of course, guess what's coming up Friday? The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. It starts Friday and it goes through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota. They have the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. This is a huge event. If you have not been there yet, make a plan to go this year. If you've gone, we hope you're returning. So many things going on. They have cattle shows. They have horse shows. They have sales. They have extreme bull riding, rodeo events. They have Bronx for breakfast. I don't think they're going to eat them for breakfast.
No.
All right. Okay. And they also have Boots and Beer Festival on the 3rd. Make sure you check it out. There's so many more activities going on. It's too hard to mention right here. It is the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff for us today?
Well, I've got some things about housing, the cost of houses.
Cost of housing. I know it's gone up, I'll bet.
Yeah, it has gone up. This is a little bit of perspective, I thought. Kicks back all the way to 1940. So in 1940, without adjusting for inflation, hold on to your hat, the average cost of a home in the United States was?
$15,000.
$2,900.
Ooh, wow.
$2,900. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the inflation adjusted price in 2024 would make it $64,000. So, based on that price, $64,000 would be great. But compared to 1940, today's prices are 22 times higher than the average from 80 years ago. Now, 1950, in that span of 10 years, the average cost of the house jumped to $7,354. That equals $93,000 today as adjusted for inflation. So that means housing prices in 2024 have increased 13 times over since 1950. Looking back at 1960, the average cost of a home jumped significantly in the early years, with the cost of homes finally surpassing $10,000. That happened in the 60s. In 1960, homes cost $11,900, or $123,000 when adjusted for inflation. Let's talk about the 70s and how that looks. The 70s showed an overall increase of nearly $50,000 from the beginning of the decade to the end. The largest jump occurred at the end of the decade as prices reached $74,000 in 1979, or $313,000 in today's inflation-adjusted dollars. By the end of the decade, the average cost of a home was $72,000, or today's price, $305,000 with inflation. And the next decade and last decade I have is 1980. One of the biggest surges in home prices occurred in the 80s in terms of the numbers at the start of the decade compared to the numbers in the transition to the 90s. Over the course of 10 years from the start of the decade to the end of it, the average cost of a home jumped from $73,000 to $151,000. So it doubled in that decade. A house priced at $73,000 would cost $273,000 this year, while dwellings listed for $151,000 back then would be at $374,000 in 2024 due to inflation. The largest hike occurred between 84 and 88, with home prices averaging increased by more than $40,000. Thought that was just kind of an interesting perspective. You don't really think about that, I guess, unless you're looking to buy or sell a house.
That's right. Here's some quotable quotes for you. Emo Phillips once said, "A computer once beat me at chess, but it was no match for me at kickboxing."
It won.
Harrison Ford, the actor, once said, "Wood burns faster when you have to cut and chop it yourself."
Very good. Hey, if you have things you'd like to share with us, we love to put it out there. So make sure you send it to Kim H. Burge, that's B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. And thank you so much for tuning in to The Good Stuff.